email is changing. If you're using it to recruit agents to your brokerage, man, you better watch this episode of Brokerpreneur Podcast. Running a brokerage is hard work. So whether you're focused on building your own sales pipeline, hiring the best agents, leveling up your team's production, or protecting the culture you've built, you're in the right place. Real estate brings the challenges, and we share the solution. Welcome to the show dedicated to broker entrepreneurs. Welcome to the Brokerpreneur Podcast. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Brokerpreneur Podcast. I'm Dr. Ben Spears, Doctor of Flow. I'm here as usual with the big guy, Matt Vi. What's up, Matt?
Man, just living the dream. Love the topic we're gonna dig into today.
Yeah, I know. Everybody knows how much I love email. Yeah. Right, it's my favorite thing.
Yeah, you love receiving them, you just don't read them.
Yeah, I read some of them.
Okay.
It's funny, I'm the guy that reads all the ads.
Right.
But anyway, before we get started, guys, go to the links in description below. Click on the one that says Brokerpreneur Not So Secret Society. That's free mastermind that Matt and I do.
Yep.
Every single Friday from 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to 1 o'clock. And we talk about recruiting, retention, agent productivity. There's brokers from across the country in there, and we have a lot of fun. Yep. We'd love to meet you guys. Again, it's free to attend. Make sure you click that link, and we'll send you the login details this next Friday.
Yep.
See you there. All right, Matt. So, email's changing.
Yep.
Right? Like, you know, we're getting the updates from Google and Yahoo and all kind of stuff that said, I think it's, you know, 2 days ago.
Right.
Toward the end of February.
It's all changing.
Yeah, it's all changing.
Yep.
And then, you know, we won't dive into this, but man, we're just seeing all types of things change around that. Yeah. From across all platforms, all different types of
communication. The sales spectrum is what we'll call it.
Yeah, exactly. I like that a lot. So just talk to us a little bit about changes,
mm-hmm.
And then we'll talk about, man, you know, what we got to do about it.
Yeah. So all the communicators are behind the guise, all the providers, whether it's telecom or whatever, it's all behind the guise of, we want to protect you. We don't want you getting all this bad spam. That's what they're saying. We're going to look out for the little guy. But what they're actually saying is, you're going to have to come through us to market. That's what's really happening. Don't be fooled. Okay.
Right.
What they're doing is they're stopping so they have a method. They created a method where businesses and people could communicate with each other in a sales format. Okay.
Yeah.
Now they want to make more money, so they're pulling all that back, and they're saying, "Well, if it's not done through us, it's spam." And I'll give you the perfect example, right? So do not call. The whole do not call list. You couldn't do that. Well, unless it was political ads. Political ads. How did those all get through?
Yeah.
How are these people not getting all these funds? Oh, that's right, because it was written so that political ads, it's not the same.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, that's what's happening. Please don't be fooled. That is the tinfoil hat part of me saying that, okay?
Right.
So AI is going to be a huge part of this, not just blocking our communications between each other, but it's also going to be who the communication is happening with. Whole different conversation. We're not getting into that, okay? But email is 100% going to be impacted. It already is, and it's only going to get more difficult for you to do email and communicate a message from here going forward. It's only going to get more difficult.
Yeah. Well, now that everyone's like Peter Pants.
Nah, some people have turned the episode off already. They're like, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's definitely things that, you know, different ways that we can communicate. Of course, you can still use email to communicate.
Absolutely.
You know, of course, there's different ways to send, you know, SMS messages. There's a lot of different ways to communicate with agents. Let's turn ourselves solution focused here.
Yep.
And, you know, tell our brokerpreneurs first steps.
Like, yeah. So you're going to have to make sure as much as possible that you're getting people's permission in order to be very consistent with the communication with them.
Yeah.
We all know that, right? Okay. It has to be that way. You know, the biggest thing that I've seen lately, and I've showed you these and they blow my mind, is we'll have communications from people. They're sales communications, people we didn't ask for, we don't know anything about, and there's no unsubscribe in it.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you have to, if you don't want to be on this list anymore, you have to reply back to this email and tell us, you know, whatever. And I'm like, no, we don't. That's not compliant. Works. Right. But they're not US based. Right.
Yeah.
And so they're sending that stuff over and they don't care. They're like, come and get me. Right.
Yeah.
So how do we make sure that we stay between the lines? We make sure that we get people opting in. You and I have said for a very long time, provide value first.
Yes.
When you're recruiting, the first thing a person should receive is what?
Value.
And what's the first thing they should experience?
Culture of growth.
Absolutely. That's not going to change.
Right.
Doesn't matter if Yahoo and Gmail and AOL and everybody else says your emails suck. That's where we need to start.
Yeah.
Always. Okay. All right. So we start with that. Let's talk a little bit really specifically about about just the components of an email. Okay. Because this is really crucial. I think everybody knows this, but let me say this out loud. If your subject line sucks, your email's not getting open.
That's a guarantee.
It doesn't matter if you say, call me now for $1 million. If you're not going to have to pay that $1 million to many people, yeah, because it's not going to get open because the subject line is so bad. Right.
Yeah.
So you have to make sure that the subject line is really good. Okay.
Yeah.
So name and a strong hook in there. Okay.
Yeah.
And a whole lot of information from people that are a lot better at this than Dr. Ben and I. Absolutely. You can read up on all of that. Okay. However, just know that subject line is crucial when it comes to the email. I would argue that it's the most crucial part.
Okay? Yeah.
Getting permission is the most crucial part. Next most crucial part is the subject line. Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Makes perfect sense.
Okay.
So, Go ahead.
No, go on.
Oh, I thought I just like, I don't want to interrupt you, Matt.
Yeah. Right?
It's not my job.
Right.
So subject lines, right? Yeah, we just talked about that. Now, if we're talking about opt-in, like getting people to agree, because from a recruiting standpoint, you know, there's so many tech platforms that will just like give you a list.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and they'll just give you a list. Here's your list. You buy your list and that kind of thing, and completely get that. And those are necessary beasts. I don't want to call them evils. They're not evils, but we'll call them beasts because, man, they got some pretty cool stuff that they can do inside of them.
Right.
It's like, okay, I've got this list. How do I get these people to, you know, to opt in and say, like, I think that's the big question that a lot of brokers have is, I've got this list, like, you know, now what do I do with it?
Right.
If I'm not just going to send everybody an email that says, call me now for $1 million.
Right.
Right. That email, that'd be a great subject line probably.
Right.
Make sure you put that in the subject line. So, you know, what does a broker do? You know, they've got their list. They want to start communicating with agents. Of course they can start, you know, with their current agents. They've got their permission to do all those types of things. But,
right.
You know, what does a broker do?
Yeah, so they can go to social media. They can create forms on social media that have opt-in pages. Lead magnets. You know, we still use lead magnets from a recruiting standpoint, right? Mm-hmm. But your lead magnet's got to be good,
right?
It's got to be good.
It's got to be really good.
It has to be worth it.
Yeah.
Okay. And keep in mind the lead magnet. If somebody gives you that email address and they opt into your system, whatever it was that you promised, man, that problem has to be solved and then some.
Yeah.
Right. And so as an example, right, you know, we've got a thing that our clients use that is get more listings, right?
Yep.
And this person clicks on it and they open it up and it's 37 ways to get more listings or something like that.
Yeah.
Right. So we wanted to offer something to them that was not just, hey, do you want to do a little better in your business? We wanted to blow their socks off.
Exactly.
Right. So start with that, right? If you're going to have a lead magnet, if you're going to have a sign-in form, if you're going to post something on social media, make sure that what they're getting outperforms what it was they thought they were getting.
Yeah.
They're going to be a lot more likely to be excited and open the emails that you get, because that's really what it's about. You want them to open the emails. It's not doing you any good to send people emails and them not open them up, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you're not being wishy-washy in these situations, right? You're making sure that they know, like, hey, you know, this is who I am, right? You're letting them know, this is who I am. I'm this broker. I'm with this company. And I'm not trying to sell you. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I just want to offer you some value. There's nothing in return that I'm expecting from you. You're just basically showing, hey, I'm providing that value.
I'm going to share this with you because I'd like to talk to you. That's all.
That's exactly right. And then also know, you know, from a list standpoint, guys, when you have those, you can create lookalike audiences as well as you know, target lists with ads and those types of things, and tell social media platforms, hey, you know, make sure that you show my landing pages and my lead magnets, you know, to these people, because again, that's how you want to get them inside of your list or inside of your database to recruit them and do all those cool things with them. Yep. Just know that you can still send email to agents, right? Like, it doesn't necessarily, you know, have to be just, you know, doing ads and that kind of thing. No one's telling you that you can't send an email right. to an agent, especially if it's like a particular agent that you're like, you know, I really want to connect with them, right? You remember a long time ago, there used to be this thing called a phone book.
Right.
Right. And, you know, you were just able to flip through and, you know, sometimes there's prank calls, like if you were in high school or something like that.
Right, like your Bart Simpson.
Yeah, exactly. Like your Bart Simpson. You were just able to flip through and you were able to just, call and contact anybody, you know, one by one and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. And I know that, you know, from a brokerpreneur philosophy standpoint, yeah, I know there's some people that would say, you meaning outside of us, like, man, just send 5,000 billion jillion, you know, emails and texts and stuff every single day. Mm-hmm. Man, we're so,
just know the compliance is cracking down on that.
Yeah, that's exactly
there's compliance
right.
percentages that of opt out that is just getting more and more strict, and that's only going to continue. So whether it's text messages or emails or whatever, right?
Yeah,
we deal with that on a regular basis, and it is only going to get more intense from here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And there are specific numbers, of course, that we talk about, where if you're trying to recruit, you know, a certain amount of agents in the next 12 months, man, like, you really only need to send out X number of communications to really make that happen. It doesn't have to be this giant.
It has to be a pipeline, not an event.
Exactly.
Quit thinking that it has to be an event.
Yes.
The reason why people think it has to be an event is because they're trying to hurry up and get it over with and hurry up and get the appointments. No.
Yeah.
It has to be a process. If you honestly believe that what you're sending out is valuable and you send it out to 2,000 people, let's say, if it's really valuable, you're going to get so many responses back that what? You can't handle them all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. They're going to get thank yous. And then what are you going to do? Like, send like 1,000 your welcomes back?
Right. So you have to make sure that that what you're doing has the appropriate follow through with it. And that's where email systems really come into play and need to be a little bit different than what they just send something out and then hope for the best and hope I get a bunch of appointments off of it. Right.
Yeah.
Another thing to do, have a form that people can opt in with.
Yes.
And what I'd suggest is have a picture of a QR code on your phone.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when you're talking to somebody, you bump into somebody at an open house or something like that, and they say, yeah, tell me a little bit more about your company or whatever. You say, yeah, that's cool. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you something by email. But let me capture all your information really quick. Just take a picture of this and just fill that out, and it'll send that to me, and I can make sure I get that information over to you. And it has, you know, first name, last name, current company, phone number, and email address.
Yeah. Right?
And they take a picture of that on your phone. They fill that out really quick. It dumps it into your CRM. You can have an auto flow set up where automatically they get something back that says, you know, thanks a lot. It was nice meeting you. I'm going to send some shit to you. Whatever. Right. But at that point, now you've captured their information, but they also opted in because at the bottom of that, it says, hey, I'm going to get communications from you and whatever. Right. So that's another way that you can do that. That's not something that you run around telling everybody, hey, click this, hey, click this, hey, click this. That's not what I'm saying. When you have that conversation and it's evolved, that's a way of adding people to that. Now, with that being said, your agents can do the same thing. If you're a broker that's still selling, you can do the same thing for your real estate clients, right?
Yeah.
They click on that and it takes them to a, they fill the form out and it takes them to a market report that tells them about the market, right? There's a lot of different ways to use that. Okay.
Yeah.
But that's another way of getting people into your list. Okay.
Yeah. I like that a lot. And so the biggest thing I think that we want to make sure that everyone listening understands is the rules of the game are changing.
Right.
There's still ways that you can communicate. You know,
you can write one-on-one emails out all day long and send them to people one-on-one
forever.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. No.
That hasn't changed as of the time of this recording.
Yeah. That's exactly right. And so, you know, just make sure that you know with the tech that you're using, moving forward that. You know, everything's taken care of and, you know, you're verified in all the different ways that you need to be verified so that when you do send an email out to an agent, you know that they're getting it. And don't forget the value of using that piece to follow up with that agent person to person and say, hey, I sent you this thing. I just wanted to make sure that you got it.
Yep. Oh, okay. So here's what needs to be in the email, right?
Okay.
Oh, so as soon as you say their name in the email, the next thing is you need to get to the point of what the subject line was talking about.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you have to solve it right then.
Yep.
Okay. But you need to get to the point of that. Then through the body of the email, you need to solve that problem, but tell them what the next problem is.
Yep.
Okay. So that means that if it says, you know, hey Bill, you know, the subject line is, hey Bill, do this and you'll get 10 more listings per month. And they click on that. That first line needs to be, in order to get the 10 listings a month, you need to make sure you have a effective lead gen that allows easier conversion, right?
Yep.
And then in the body of it, you talk specifically about, you know, hey, here's three things that you can do that can get more listings and all that kind of stuff. Then you future pace. Okay. Once you have all of these listings, don't forget you're going to need an incredible listing presentation, but only focus on your listing presentation after your listing leads are starting to come in. If you need a listing presentation, once you get busy with the leads that you're getting for listings, let me know. I've got a copy of that I can share with you, or yeah. I'll send that in another email in a week or so, or whatever the deal is, right? So now you're future pacing that conversation. You solve the problem how to get those leads, but the next step of it is, hey, once that problem is solved, what's your next big problem?
Yeah.
And you keep moving them down the plan. Of course, down at the bottom you have a call to action, right?
Yep.
If you want to learn more about, you know, how to generate listings and listing presentations and how to maintain the highest amount of commission, you know, give me a call, pick a time on my schedule, something like that. I'd love to whatever, blah, 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 fill in the blank.
Yep.
So now you've got a pattern for that email, right? So start by getting into it, solve the problem, future pace, and call to action.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and that's a good flow for it. That's a good flow for an effective email.
Yeah, for sure. And then don't forget what Matt mentioned at the very beginning of this email. This podcast. Make sure that your email has a way for them to opt out if they want to.
Oh, 100% have to.
And so, you know, don't.
Yeah, if you don't, you suck.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be one of those guys that says, like, you know, call me if you don't want to get this anymore.
Right. That's bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. So, man, we talk about this as well as a bunch of other things on Brokerpreneur Not So Secret Society every single Friday. It's a free mastermind from 12 to 1 Eastern Standard Time. You are invited right now because I'm telling you. And the link to register for that is down in the description below. And we'll send you a Zoom link Friday morning. And you can just come join us and a bunch of other brokers from across the country.
Yep.
And we talk about how to scale brokerages.
Yep, one click, you can be on the go, right? There's people that, you know, are on their phone that you know, are going from point A to point B, and they're listening in. We like it when the camera's on, right? We want to see your face, want to talk to you. But you know, there's people that, you know, will click in. You know, I've joked about this, and it's the truth. It'll pop up. It's iPhone 6,
yeah.
And they'll ask a question, and we'll answer it, and a couple of the other brokers will chime in, and then they'll leave the meeting, right?
Yeah.
We're completely okay with that, right?
Yeah, they got their question answered.
Absolutely. We'd rather you hang around and collaborate. But if that doesn't work for you, we get it.
Absolutely.
Don't be afraid, in other words.
That's exactly right. Matt, Brokerpreneur Podcast. We do this for one reason alone. Tell them what it is.
Man, we just want to be part of your win.